One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the December 31st New Year's Eve service with Pastor Chris. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus died, he died in our place. He was crucified on the cross in the place of sinners. So he died in our place. He paid the debt. He paid the penalty for sins. He paid for us. Okay? So because he paid, you don't need to pay again. There should be no more such things as penance. Like some people go through penance, trying to satisfy claims against their sin. But that'll never work, because no man could ever pay for his sins. You'll have to be sinless to be able to do that. And only Jesus was. And so he paid for every man. But then, by his resurrection, the Bible says we're justified. Justified? Justified doesn't suggest that he paid for you. Look at it this way. Imagine that you were owing a debt. And so somebody dragged you to the court. They're trying to get you to pay your debt. And you couldn't pay. And so a man, call him Mr. John, he comes to pay your debt for you. You pay. Even though you didn't pay by yourself, you paid. John paid for you. So you paid. So think about it like this. You actually paid for your sins in Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid for you. You see it? Jesus paid for you. So you paid in Jesus Christ. But justification means to be declared not guilty, to be acquitted. Why is that so? That's not suggesting the payment that Jesus made. It's telling you about something completely different. He paid for your sins. Having paid for your sins, you no longer owe, because it's been satisfied. The debt has been satisfied. That doesn't make you justified or acquitted. No, you paid. In justification, which comes by his resurrection, you are said to be without guilt. You owe nothing. You're discharged and acquitted. Why? Because the resurrection of Jesus Christ brought eternal life and gave you that new life that made you a new creature. So the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new species. The expression is of one that never existed before. A new species. You're a new person altogether. You have a new life. You are as one that never existed before. That's why you're justified. You're not the same man who committed the sin that was forgiven or remitted. The resurrection of Jesus gave you a new nature. Can you see the gospel that we preach? This is amazing. When you believe in Jesus Christ, he gives you a new life. That's what it meant by being born again. When you're born again, you have a new life. You're a new person. You're a new being, like one that never existed before. So you see, the death of Jesus brought a certain kind of blessing, the remission of sins. But the resurrection of Jesus brought another kind of blessing. It brought justification and eternal life. You can study all about this that I just told you in Romans chapter 5. Read that whole chapter. It will enlighten you. You'll be amazed. Glory be to God. You're still there? So Jesus satisfied that. So let's move to the second one. The second one is what I told you. Redemption. To turn in vouchers or coupons for actual value. Wow. Did you know? The scriptures about the vicarious death of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, and consequent priesthood are vouchers for redemption? Did you know that? Did you know that those verses in the Bible that tell us about his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and current priesthood, because he's our high priest before God today. Did you know that those verses are vouchers? Did you know they are coupons? Redemption means that you can take those coupons, those vouchers, and present them for the actual value. That's what you do by faith when you trust the reality of those things and make a confession of them, and then eternal life becomes real to your spirit. And then all of the blessings that belong to you in Christ Jesus become real to you. Glory be to God. All the unfathomable blessings of salvation become real to your spirit. Never forget this. You know what I'm sharing with you now? The pastors are going to expatiate on this in the next few days and weeks and break them down further so you can understand them more and share them around the world. What an extraordinary message we have in Christ. The next one, to release from debt or bondage. And this I find to be very interesting. Redemption. Today's feudal masters must release their serfs. And hear what I'm telling you. There are feudal nations, feudal organizations that are holding others in bondage today and claiming debts that are unjustified. They must release them. They must let the people go. If they will not let them go, in this 2024, this shall be as a plague, a harassment, an annoyance, and restlessness to nations and organizations who have become feudal masters and turned others to serfs. It's been far too long. There has to be a change. There has to be a change. Next, if they will not, those who have found themselves in these illegitimate debts and wicked bondage must extricate themselves from these detrimental treaties. And I'm speaking to individuals as well as to nations. The time has come for a change, because this year is the year of redemption. ...2024... is the year of redemption. There will be a change. You must extricate and detangle yourselves from detrimental associations and treaties. You must. You have to become bold. And I speak to African nations, Asian nations, South and Central American nations who have found themselves in these terrible situations with terrible treaties that have kept their people in bondage and in darkness for so long. You must now extricate yourself. You must now come out of this bondage. It takes boldness. It takes leadership. It takes decisiveness. It's time to say no more. This year. And there are many of you, various levels, don't wait for government, because sometimes the government may not speak for you. I can give you an idea. Sue the government to stop making those payments. And sue those who are claiming those payments. And you can prove that the debts are illegal. You will win. You will win. Get the best lawyers. Get good lawyers. You will win. You will win for your country. You will win for your organization. You will win for yourself and for the future. I see so many countries in abject poverty, unnecessary pain, because many have not decided what they can do. But wake up, there are answers. And I'm telling you, there are answers. A group of you, sue that country. Yes, you can. Sue the government. You can make them stop making the payments. Yeah. While the case is in court, the payment will stop. Let the arguments begin. And sue the illegitimate claimants. Sue them. Sue them at the international courts. Sue them. You will win. Youth organizations, don't mortgage your future. Become bold. Try what I just told you, because many have never tried it. There's more than enough proof that the debts that are being paid, that are being claimed from Africa, Asia, South America, and Central America, don't have to be paid. They have been overpaid. And it's time for redemption. And 2024 is redemption. And one of the definitions is to extricate yourself from something that is detrimental. In this case, these associations and treaties. It's time to come out. And God is saying to those who are holding them captive, let my people go. So this is a year that will bring changes. Tremendous changes.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.